In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome to Motivational Positivity for Entrepreneurs, the business motivation podcast that ignites your passion, powers your perseverance, and transforms your potential into success. Designed by Prime Pod Network, for the dreamers, the doers, and the believers in business, this is where your journey to greatness begins. Get ready to be inspired.
You have time. You have the knowledge and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
Your heart, your life, your happiness is your responsibility and your responsibility alone.
One day you're gonna realize your life is yours and there's a lot of people important to you that surround it, but ultimately it's yours.
Then you must decide where you want to invest this life. Invest in something worthwhile.
You have to first see it in your mind, that place where you want to be. You have to picture yourself there. Wherever it is, you've got to picture yourself there. All right, the next step is you've got to believe it.
Number one in your life's blueprint should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your own worth, and your own somebodiness. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody.
See, sometimes we can't say, I can do that. But what we can say, that it's possible that I can have my dream. As we run toward it, as we work on it day in and day out, it's possible.
They were going to make a change, and then they made it.
If you never get married, you enough. If you never pass that law degree, you enough. If you never get married, you enough. If you never become a doctor, you enough. If you never have a child, you are enough like you are. You are enough.
We're gonna be lions. You know, when a lion is injured, when a lion is bleeding, he licks his wounds and he keeps walking.
Your time is one of the most powerful tools you will ever have.
Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me.
You will be like a shark. You will think like a shark.
And you can't go backwards. And if you stop swimming, you will die.
If life knocks you down, try and land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up.
This is the year of the what? Act like you hear me. This is the year of the what? This is the year of the what? Act like it.
The moment and the time for you to change your life is now.
Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
You choose what you're looking for, because what you look for, you find. That's how life works.
You're the person you've always wanted to be, but you've got to believe in you. So believe.
76% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. 64% of Americans that have businesses break even or lose money. Most people don't have any money and have accepted the fact that they don't have any money. They don't have any leftover money. They're fearful of money constantly. They overspend. They don't know how to produce money. They definitely don't know how to multiply it. The land of the brave and the home of the free, it's not even close to the truth.
It's just important for people to understand that complaining has no value. And if you complain about not having enough money, work more. If you complain about not having work-life balance, spend more time on vacationing and your family. It's super simple. Let your actions dictate instead of sitting there and feeling like you're not in control.
Poor people say, I can't afford it, I can't do that, I don't have time. It's an escape. You know what I mean? It's easy to say, I can't afford it. Oh, I'm too tired. Oh, I can't go to the gym. You know, when you could go to the gym. No, I can't. Truth is, I'm just too lazy to go to the gym.
Money doesn't have value, right? And this is an important thing that most people don't immediately understand, is that money itself doesn't have value. Money is a vector for transmitting value. It's how you express value. But the value isn't in the money. It's in the product or service you bought with it. And it's in the labor you gave in order to acquire it in the first place. That's where the value comes from. There's nothing intrinsically valuable in the money.
People are stunningly accepting of anything if they actually believe that's the purest form of it. I think I'd be less acceptable if I hedged. I really do. People will accept you. People accept everything. Just be you. Be you, and clearly people like react. When you're trying to fake something and you've got bad intent, well then that's visceral and we hate. But I actually think we don't give love to the person that actually knows they have it and they're trying to fake it to conform. Hence why I won't adjust to this market all the way, because I don't think I'll be respected. I know what my intent is. So why would I be scared? I want to build the biggest building in town. That's who I am. And you know how I want to do that? By building the biggest building in town. And a lot of people want to build the biggest building in town. And you know how they want to do it? By tearing everybody else's building down.
Poverty is passed on. It's taught in your families. And middle class is taught in families. And so the people right now who are sitting at home, who are struggling financially or worried about money or unhappy, they may be making a lot of money, but unhappy with what they're doing, it was probably taught to you. You know, your superego was taught, get a job, work hard, or you'll never be rich, or the rich are evil, or whatever.
And until you change your mindset,
correct,
money won't help you, right?
Correct.
And we see that with people that win the lottery, people that make more money, they still have the same problem.
Right.
Because they have that poor man's soul.
Right. If you're poor, you'll always be poor.
We've been brainwashed. Yes. We've been brainwashed. Think about it. We went to kindergarten, and if we were mediocre, we got promoted to the next level called elementary school. We went to elementary school. If we were at least mediocre, we got promoted to high school. Am I right or wrong? And all you had to do was be mediocre in high school. And some of you guys were a pain in the butt, and they graduated you anyway because they didn't want to deal with you the next year. Am I right or wrong? So, we've been conditioned to get promoted even if we're mediocre. Mistake. We've been conditioned that someone else is in charge of our promotion, our next level. I'm here to tell you, as a former professional athlete, all we talked about was the next level, and most people think the next level is a cliche. The next level is not a cliche. The next level is a lifestyle. The next level is a tangible place. In 3 years, I doubled my MBA income in the marketplace. That's what I call the next level. See, I firmly believe that making money is easy. I've been in business 15 years. Every year, my salary and income gets bigger, stronger, and faster. Why? Because I understand the keys to that proverbial next level. You are in charge of your next level. You cannot expect to get promoted to that next level if you are mediocre. Some of you guys are doing a $5 million, you want to get to the next level, it's going to require you to become somebody different. If you're at $10 million, you want to get to $20 million, you can, but you must become someone different. Thank you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.